Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keith Hughes. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lansford takes first base on ball four. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire throws to second for one, and Weiss throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sheets scores. Tettleton moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Shue reaches second base with a double. Tettleton scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shue moves to third. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ripken bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Shue scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Keith Hughes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards third. Shu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Sheets. The throw from Hassey and he is out. Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hughes. Parker reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Orioles. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and has Parker trapped. There's the throw to Ripken and over to Shu, who tags Parker for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0-2 in the game. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Shu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Shu is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shu hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Shu reaches third base with a triple. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hughes is 0-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-2 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Orsulac now playing center field. Ken Gerhart now playing left field. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jennings is hit by the pitch. Baylor moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Ed Jurek pinch hits for Walt Weiss. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.